الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We spoke about that this month is the month for our Islah, and that is, we have come here for our Islah, to correct ourselves spiritually, and that we must be sincere in that intention. To please Allah Ta'ala, we want to make our Islah. Not that we want to be called a Buzurg, not that people must praise us, that MashaAllah is so good, etc., but for Allah's pleasure. It's Allah's command and for Allah's pleasure. Then we try to explain that the ideal time is the month of Ramadan. If we just adapt ourselves in this month as we are supposed to, reasonably, nobody can be perfect. Just the month itself, wherever we are, it will make our Islah. If we understand what the month is and we apply ourselves. Then in this month, Allah Ta'ala gave us rozas again. And roza also is sufficient for a person's Islah. Nabi alayhi salat wa salam said, young people, men, get married. And if you cannot in a position to get married, and your lust which you have, your desires, then keep rozas. So roza will break that. Roza is the thing that will make a person humble also. When a person is full, stomach is full, etc., then he also thinks of shouting people, hey, I got control. But when he's hungry, then he also go and sit down quietly. So rozas themselves also are our Islah. And then in the ayat, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, Allah explained three great things. The month of Ramadan also, the Quran Sharif also, and rozas also. So with regard to Quran Sharif, we spoke a little bit, and more further inshallah, that first let's see what a great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. And the Quran Sharif itself, in various places, has explained what a great boon and ni'mat it is from Allah Ta'ala. So there can't be anything greater that we have got from Allah Ta'ala than the Quran Sharif. So it's a great, great kitab. And the Quran Sharif alone is also sufficient for our Islah. The more we will read it, the more we will connect with Quran Sharif, the Quran Sharif will make our Islah. The Quran Sharif has come according to this ayat, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. There also, what great qualities of the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala has explained. So the Quran Sharif is like for a doctor who gives you some prescription. He diagnoses you so well. He gives you the prescription also, the correct medicine. Then that is proof that this is a good doctor. He's a very good doctor. He's a perfect doctor. He's a kamil doctor. When his prescription, his diagnosis, his prescription works so well, then he is a perfect doctor. So when the Quran Sharif is the spiritual doctor, it's Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he has given us the prescription of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif testifies to the Nabuwat and Risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he's been sent by Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how successfully, on a general basis, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we hear many times what their condition was before Islam. And to transform them into this nation, into this people, jo khud raah pe nahi the, who were not on the right path themselves, aur ke hadi ban gaye. They became the guides of other people. They were right off track completely. But by the prescription of the Quran Sharif, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed them, and not only they became guides for other people, but till the day of Qiyamah. All the efforts and what they did is a guidance for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great kitab, which is so strongly linked with the month of Ramadan. It was revealed in this month, and then the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made door of the Quran Sharif for Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam during the nights of this month. So this has got a great connection. And the Quran Sharif, and all the other heavenly scriptures also were revealed in this month. So there is a great connection. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we understand, and accordingly then we also follow, and we take the maximum benefit of the Quran Sharif during this month. So yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the whole of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas. Mostly in the Quran Sharif is Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. But yeah, Allah said Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. This Quran Sharif, as Allah explains it, it has come, and it is of benefit for the whole of mankind. But everyone doesn't take benefit from it. Like for example, you want to buy a book, you go to a CNA shop, bookshop you go. Now there you will find other books also, for example, on exercise, on baking, on cooking, but you're not interested. It is there for everyone. Whoever wants to can buy it and then take benefit. But you're not interested. You are looking at a medical book. You are looking at a specific book which you want to. So like that, the Quran Sharif is for the whole of mankind. But everyone doesn't take benefit from it. So then it comes to, then it is Hudal lil Muttaqeen. The people, not only mu'mineen, but in the mu'mineen, those who fear. Who fear that what will happen in my life? My life is not in the control, not in my control, not in anyone else's control. It is in Allah's control. So how must I please Allah so He makes me happy and makes my life successful? My akhirat, 100% we know we got nothing there. What Allah is going to decree for us, that is going to be. The same is in this dunya also. But yeah, because asbab are in front of us, we think we also are doing some things. Or other people are doing. But the real controller is only one, and then that is Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So when we fear Allah, now for those who fear, hudal lil muttaqeen, it becomes a source of hidayat for these people. It is for everyone, but the others don't show interest. They are believers also, but they also don't show interest. In fact, Rasul, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi taqawmi taqawmi tazu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. Allah's Nabi is going to bring a court case, a bought case by Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, my people, inna qawmi, the way they related themselves with Quran Sharif, like they divorced themselves from Quran. Like they divorced woman, then the husband doesn't worry about her, she's divorced now. Like that they treated the Quran Sharif. We must see that aren't we also guilty of that? In the month of Ramadan, out of the month of Ramadan, that how much affiliation and association we have got with Quran Sharif. In the month of Ramadan, it must go unlimited, the connection. But it must be there the whole year that we are in contact with the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala has sent us, now for us that we want to benefit, that is why we came here. We want our lives to change. We want to stay in conformity with the laws of Allah. Laws of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that this kitab, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ, that this maw'idhatum mi rabbikum. A maw'idha, a wa'ad has come to you from your Rabb. The one who created you, the one who nourishes and sustains you, the one you're going to return to, the one who has got full control of you and full control of every body part of yours. Allah is in control of our brains, Allah is in control of our spine, Allah is in control of our eyes, everything Allah is in control. So He is Rabb. Allah is that being, Rabb, who created us, who knows us more than what we know ourselves also. What do we know ourselves? As we are sitting here, with our eyes we can see. But with our eyes we can see, everyone can see the tip of the nose also, which is the highest part of the nose, the tip. And it's right under the eye. And you can try your utmost and try and look at your tip of your nose, you can't. So how we don't know, Allah knows everything. and whatever part of the body, the eyes, there are so many things. In fact, if you go and study optometry, the way it is already organized science and everything is there, how many years it's going to take you to study? How much things there is in the eye? And still that is not the end of it also. Or there is much, much more than what is known also. And so the eye, every part of the body, the heart, the lungs, the livers, whatever you can think of, Allahu Akbar, how Allah Ta'ala is. And so He, that being who knows all this and who knows what is required for its correct functioning, and not only for now, but for after 50 years when I'll be an old man, old lady, then also how it must function properly, only Allah knows. So that Rabb has sent this maw'idah, has sent this wa'az, has sent this guide to us, has sent this GPS to us, has sent our directions of life for us. We should really, and for the Quran Sharif, like for anything else, a book on medicine, how much won't you pay for it? And then you don't understand it, you have to go to a teacher again. Yeah, the Quran Sharif, free of charge for everyone. If we pay for it, it's just a little token we are paying. But basically, the Quran Sharif is really free of charge. We don't pay for the Quran Sharif. And then again, to understand it, alhamdulillah, you study, you'll have to make sacrifice. But one of the miracles of the Quran Sharif, that even without understanding, we read it with sincerity, the teachings of the Quran will come within us. We might not be able to advise other people and tell others what is in the Quran Sharif, but the teachings of it will come into us. Consequently, we see our old people, they were not learned, but they should have a lot of attachment to Quran Sharif. And in all their dealings, their business dealings, the dealings at home with the wife, with the children, was all according to Quran Sharif. By reading Quran Sharif all the time, with sincerity, with devotion, etc., the teachings of the Quran comes into a person. So Allah has given this kitab. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Yuhannas, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةً. And this maw'idha, wa'ad, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I've left two lecturers behind in my ummah. One is a speaking lecturer, and one is a silent lecturer. The speaking lecturer is the Quran Sharif. If we read the Quran Sharif, it is giving us bayans all the time. And what bayans the Quran Sharif is giving, nobody can ever match those. What beautiful teachings of the Quran Sharif. And the silent lecturer is maut. That a person thinks of death. Just the thought of death is also enough to change a person's life. And here, alhamdulillah, we've got two kitabs. Shauq-e-Watan, after Zuhar, which also tells us about our death and the year after. And at night, Maut Ki Yaad. So these things also are more than enough. If a person just kafa bil mar'i, kafa bil maut. Maut is enough as a waaz for a person to take a lesson that we go to a janaza, but unfortunately today also we are laughing, we are joking there, talking of politics, talking of sports, but that is a place where we can take a great lesson. And as it has come that a person, Buzurg, who was going for a janaza, and somebody asked him, whose janaza? So he told him, it's your janaza. And if you don't like that, it's my janaza. What he meant thereby, there's not a time for talking like, make dua for the marhum. He's going to be facing that interrogation in the qabr. Just when he'll be made to sit up, his whole kafan will come down. What will be the condition? That is the moment to make dua for the marhum. All as we are carrying the janaza also, we are in the qabristan, our family people, other people's qabrs are there, we think of them and we don't know, nobody knows what is happening there. With whom, what matter is carrying on. So that is the worry you should have, not how old was he? Was he sick when he passed away? He passed away. All that, we go into all that. That's the time to read, make isali sawab, dua maghfirat, Allah gives sabat, He keeps a person firm, with the sawal jawab of munkar nakir in the qabr. And for every person, even a pious person, they come in a frightening way. For every person, they come in that frightening way. Yeah, if we have to see somebody like that, he's a human being, but sometimes some people's features are but, then you get frightened also. One time I was walking with a friend, somebody also a friend of ours came. So this person just mumbled Malakul Maut. That how that person looks, he looks like Malakul Maut. So yeah, in this world, a person just with little bit different features and you get frightened. And the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asked, will you come and take the ruh of a non-believer, then how Ibrahim alayhi salam couldn't see that also. He couldn't take it. And a Nabi has got such a big and strong heart. The strongest hearts are given to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's not an easy thing. So for all that, Allah Ta'ala has given us this Quran Sharif that we can maneuver, we can guide our lives in such a way that we can have complete success. The Quran Sharif is a kitab that has come to give us complete success. So this Quran Sharif, so one is, the Quran Sharif speaks to us. So much so that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, if a person read Quran Sharif and he takes qasam, I spoke to Allah Ta'ala, his qasam is true. He doesn't have to give kafara, his qasam won't break. Because you are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And if we can have that when we read the Quran Sharif, also one point, Allah give us all tawfiq, we are much in need. Today generally, we all would want to see how many khatams we make. And the more khatams we make, the more happy we are, which is good. But the thing by Allah Ta'ala is quality. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to see who has got husn, beauty in his amal. Not quality, not quantity, but quality. So how much more we have quality. In the reading also, alhamdulillah, we one side, lot of Quran Sharif is read in Taraweeh also. But especially the Qurra, where they get worried that how much of tajweed is kept in mind. That how much of reasonably, that at least at a past level. Or are we just eating up the words that we don't even understand what is being read or what. So all that also is important. And if we can, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whose whole day was Quran Sharif. But he also had a period where he should look at Tarjuma of Quran Sharif. In order to, now Hazrat, his knowledge, which ayat, which word, what didn't he know? But still to refresh, because the Quran Sharif increases your knowledge also all the time. So how much quality there is, that will be also very, very essential. But on the other hand, we don't go to that extreme that we go and read now with qiraat and that, and we don't even manage a little bit. No, properly, how we should read properly. Our own reading also, not just fast turning pages, etc., especially if we are not happy and our reading is weak also, we should try and read correctly. And alhamdulillah, we have got a program for correction of recitation of Quran Sharif. In the mornings, we have got that program. So that is also very important for all of us. And you don't have to become Sheikh Abdul Basit, etc. But at least that you can get a past level. That your Quran Sharif reading is satisfactory. That at least there should be there. We should have that concern. Allah give us tawfiq, give us that concern, inshallah. So this kitab that has come, that it is, it's speaking to us. And it is giving us benefit all the time. مَوْعِذَةُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And it is the cure of all the ailments which are in the heart. That is more the spiritual ailments. And it is a cure. For example, a person has got kufr in him. He's not believing. By reading Quran Sharif, a person, that kufr will go out. The subject matter and the nuraniyat and the rahmat of the Quran Sharif, it will remove all that. It is a source of remedy for what is in the heart. Then another thing which people, unfortunately, is becoming more and more, is doubts that we have with regard to our deen, with regard to Allah Ta'ala, with regard to the life of the qabr, akhirat. The Quran Sharif is the remedy for all these things. Then we have got our spiritual diseases. We have got pride in us. Major illnesses we have got. our eyes are not in control. Our anger is not in control. Too much of anger. Many things we have got. The Quran is the cure for that also. And then we have got other ailments also, which are of a lesser degree. Like sometimes we go to doctor, he says, you've got this and this and this problem. But there is not such a problem. First let us sort this out here. So in the Quran Sharif is a cure for everything. The bigger problems also and the smaller problems also. Today we all would like that many times you had your sheikh, you were related to your sheikh, everything. Your sheikh has passed away. Now you say, who must I go to? Now you don't know who to speak to. And what your sheikh used to give you time, and he used to have, now people generally, they don't have time. Many complaints we get, the letters we send to mashayikh also, we don't get replies also, or anything. So, yeah, you can get your reply anytime. You go to the Quran Sharif, and the Quran will give you full time. How much time you got, so much time the Quran Sharif will give you. Today you go to your sheikh also, you also feel, I'm a burden, I'm taking too much time or something. But the Quran Sharif, it will give you as much time as you want to. And it will give you time when you are ready, anytime. You want to go and make an appointment to the Quran Sharif 2 o'clock at night, it will give you time 2 o'clock. You want to go and go make an appointment with the Quran Sharif 10 o'clock at night, it will give you appointment 10 o'clock. Whenever you want to. And it will give it to you free of charge. And it will give you full consent. And you can approach it. If you have knowledge of the Quran Sharif, you read it, you understand it. And if we are not alims, then see a translation. But ask an alim that which translation must I look at? Because the Quran Sharif, there are many translations and some are wrong translations also. So we must have the right translation, and we see the right tafsir and the right translation. And we study that, the Quran Sharif will give us enough ample time. So it is a great cure for all the doubts that we have in our hearts also. It is a cure for all the major ailments also of kufr, of shirk, of hypocrisy, of bid'at. It takes out everything and throws it out from the heart. It will bring purity, complete purity. The Quran Sharif is pure, and it will bring complete purity in the heart. So this is the kitab that Allah Ta'ala has given us, connected with the month of Ramadan. We have come here that we want to make our Islam. So which, what thing is short? Everything Allah Ta'ala has given us. So this Quran Sharif, but from our side, the adab and etiquette of Quran must be also in place. We must respect the Quran Sharif. The more we will have respect, the more we will benefit from the Quran Sharif. Ulama have written that any kitab that we read, we must have respect for that kitab as though the author of the kitab is in front of us. So, for example, you are reading Fazail-e-Amal, written by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh. Now, one is, you are lying on your bed, your legs are stretched out, one leg on the other, and you are reading Fazail-e-Amal. But if Hazrat Shaykh is coming to your house, will you then, like that? No, you'll have, it will be completely different. And according to the adab we have of the kitab, Allah bless us with adab. We are very, very lax in our adab also. Just to mention and refresh again, it is said of Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, our Arabic kitabs mostly are written, and footnotes, they are written on all three sides. And from the top, you have to, it's written from that side, on this side, at the bottom, etc. So if you want to read the top, you have to turn the kitab around. But he shouldn't. He should get up and he should go around that side and read it from that side. And anyone who sits and we are busy studying now, and he will never sit like this, of course. He will sit too late and with full adab and never without wudu also. And sometimes we know, sometimes it happens, wudu breaks. We read in the kitabs of some people who made 17 times wudu to make one namaz, etc. So all this year, and sometimes you have a problem with your winds or whatever. But what adab these people, and on those things, what Allah Ta'ala bless them. What knowledge Allah Ta'ala gave them. What great insight and foresight and Allah Ta'ala had blessed these people. So adab of the Quran Sharif is very, very important. We read the adabs when Fazail Amal was being read. The adab were read. But inshallah all of us have forgotten. Even the reader, he also inshallah has forgotten what those adab are. And we also. But if we make amal, we will remember. But otherwise, because we don't listen with the niyat of amal. And we don't try and bring it into practice. So this is also, alhamdulillah, that we come, we are listening at least. But the thing is to bring it into amal. But shaitan puts this deception also in our mind, that if you're going to change your whole life this Ramzan, and you're going to become a buzurg, a pious person, then what will life be? No enjoyment in life. Whereas it's a complete opposite. The real enjoyment is in deen. But shaitan puts this here, now you won't go for this party, you won't go for that, you won't go for this, you're just going to sit at home. What kind of a life you're going to have? So rather don't change. Just carry on. Just Ramzan, we'll make our tilawat, we'll pay our dues to Ramzan, etc. Just remind me. Just one very beneficial one, little anecdote, but very, very beneficial. One person who was going with his wife and children for a drive on a Sunday afternoon, we will say, or whatever. And at a traffic light, we saw a beggar there. And the beggar said that if you can give me a lift. So he said, I'm very sorry. I've got my wife here. I've got my children here. I can't give you a lift. So he said, okay, no problem. You can't give me a lift. But I'm Mr. Dollar. In other words, getting more busy in dunya. You tell dunya, for shops, another additional shop, another this business. I haven't got time. I have to see to my wife and children. But when dunya tell you that, no, you'll get more, this, that, then you give preference. So he said, okay, you come and sit down. And he told his wife to go and sit in the back seat with the children. As he went on, next traffic light again somebody is begging, asking for a lift, not begging, asking for a lift. So he said, I'm sorry, I've got Mr. Dollar here, and because of him, I had to put my wife in the back seat. That means now I'm getting more busy in life. For my wife, I haven't got time now. Children also, they are in the back seat now. Now more time. So he said, if you haven't got time for me, no problem, but I'm Mr. Pound. We're double the amount of dollar, or much more than the dollar also. So now, oh, you are Mr. Pound. So he said, told his wife to go and sit right in the booth now. And he put Mr. Dollar in a back seat and he put Mr. Pound with him. That now we are going to more money, more busy, more occupied. Now no time for the wife. As though she's in the Qabristan now. And she's there. And now only money. Like many of us, the more we get involved, now it's only dunya, dunya, dunya. He went in front. Another person begging for asking for a lift. He says, impossible. I got Mr. Pound here, Mr. Dollar, to put my wife, where I got place for you? He said, if you don't, no problem, but I'm Mr. Islam. And I will help you everywhere. In the qabr, I will help you. At the time of death, I will help you. Qiyamah day, I'll help you. I'll get you to Jannah also. He says, yes, Mr. Islam, I love you very, very much, but I haven't got time for you. You come, I'll keep you in the masjid. I'll visit you 5 times a day. When Jamaat come, I'll make some ikram. I'll even bring food for you in the masjid. But don't come to my house. And don't tell me in my house that I must take out the TV. Don't come in my business and tell all this interest-related transactions and all other transactions which are not according to Shariat, that you must take all these things out. All your insurance policies and medical aid and all the other wrong things, you don't interfere with my life. But I love you very much. Ask any Muslim how much he loves Islam. Oh, he'll go mad. He'll give his life for Islam, he'll say. But to take out one thing of which is against Islam, that we can't take out. So he says, I'll keep you there in the masjid. So this is our condition, that we don't want to bring a change in our lives. With Ramzan come, we respect Ramzan. Now, we'll even put a niqab on the TV. Those days are also gone. Now no more. Now I think people are even watching TV in Ramzan. At one time it was that put a niqab, put parda on the TV, or turn the TV around for Ramzan. But those days, unfortunately, are also gone. And and then we'll keep rosas. We get up for Seri also. We keep rosas also. We manage some namazes also. Otherwise, namazes also, we're not so particular about rosas we keep. We'll try Taraweeh at least a few nights, if not all the nights. Make some Taraweeh also. And then Quran also we'll start. If we manage to make khatam, alhamdulillah. If we don't, but at least I started or something. So we just want to treat Ramadan also like that. But the Ramadan has come that we have to have that firm determination. I want to change my life in Ramadan. And when we do that, Allah's help comes according to that. Then Allah knows what is in our heart. That if I have to bring a complete change, no more TV, no more games on the computer, no more this, no more that, all my other life, how I can't do that. I have to still live in this world. We have to live. Today, even our children, we send them to private schools, for just a home tuition. Then also, we also think, people put in our head also, that tell the children, don't mix with other children, they'll be abnormal. Where the whole society is abnormal. And you're going to mix with abnormal people, then you're going to become normal there. And here, if you're trying to bring a normal society, a normal environment, here they will become abnormal. Today is a whole topsy-turvy world. Everything is upside down. So Ramadan is this month, and Quran Sharif is with this month. So we bring this change in our lives. So all the doubts that we have, all the wasawis which Shaitan brings, the answer of it, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. These are the things that will remove these doubts from us. That Allah Ta'ala, from His special treasures, blessed with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many people, because of our laziness, we don't pay attention to our business, our married life, we don't fulfill even 1% of what we have to fulfill. We don't spend time at home. We're spending time everywhere else. Things are going, hey, with the children now, they are doing their own things, etc. We haven't got time. Now when the marriage is breaking up, the easiest scapegoat is jadu. Just blame it on jadu. Somebody made jadu on us. That's why my business is not running now. That's why my home is collapsing now. My health, there's this problem. Drive recklessly, be on the cell phone. You make an accident, jadu. Everything is jadu. No. And for that also, if it is jadu, Allah said, Qul Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. To Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to take it, the Quran is the answer to everything. All our problems. But we have to have the adab also, etiquette of Quran Sharif also. Then the shock and love of Quran Sharif also. Devote ourselves and see that what remedy it is. Surah Fatiha alone is a remedy of all diseases. What Allah Ta'ala has given us. So all these doubts that we are having in our hearts, etc. And we ask and we write long, long letters also. And we want the answers. All the answers are in the Quran Sharif. It is for us now to read the Quran Sharif with that yaqeen also. With that full conviction that my answer and my remedy is here in the Quran Sharif. So, hudal linnas, it is hidayat for mankind. قَجَّادْكُمْ بَوْعِذَةُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَوْا. And it is a kitab of hidayat. If you get somewhere, and you have to, it happens many times, you are in that area, but where you have to get, now you don't know which is the way, which door you must go. And your time is running out. You got 1 minute left for your appointment. And somebody tells you, come, I'll take you there. So this is what the Quran Sharif does. Everywhere it is a hidayat for us. Every problem that we can have, whether it's whatever problem a person has in his life, the Quran Sharif will give you the solution. And free of charge. Yeah, in this world we have, for example, finance advisors. People who give us advice on how to handle our finances. If they really knew, they should become rich themselves. And they shouldn't worry of going to give other people advice. They should use that advice for themselves and they should become rich. These are all how many gimmicks we fall into, and how much of money is extracted from us, and time goes in all these things. Whereas the Quran, the first source is that yaqeen on the Quran Sharif, that this is the kitab. And one of the greatest problems non-Muslim enemies of Islam have got, that the Muslims, they believe it as the gospel truth. They believe this is the word of Allah, and to the T we have to follow it. And this is what they are working to take out from us. How much they have taken it out from us, each one can think for himself. That today, good people, one person, Alim, we were together in Jamaat, and he says he met one non-Muslim, very senior person, at a certain place, and he asked him about family. So he says, I got 3 children, or whatever it was, sons, I made them all. He says, you are genuine. What you are, you made your children the same thing. So you are convinced of that. But today, generally, I'm an alim, but I'll make my child a doctor. I'll make him an engineer. That means I'm not convinced of it. It didn't give me my success. So I'd rather he must get it somewhere else. So our yaqeen on the Quran Sharif, on deen, is gone very, very weak. Mentioned this sometime before also, maybe about 40 years ago or so, or even 50 years ago, there was a report of Australia that the priests in the church, they had a survey and they found, can't remember the figures now, a huge percentage who haven't got yaqeen on their teachings. They are giving sermons also, everything, but they don't believe in it. And that was about 40-50 years ago, when we couldn't imagine that it could be. But today we have to think of ourselves also, that how much are we convinced of our deen. Today we have a problem, marriage problem, Quran Sharif can't sort it out. We have to go to a marriage counselor. And they, all their philosophies and all their things, which are totally against the teachings of Quran and Hadith, that they're going to give you. And as what we hear people who go, they just immediately almost tell the woman that you must come out of this marriage. That seems to be the only solution by them, that you have to come out of this marriage. Nothing like patching, nothing like making up or anything like that. There's the reports, perhaps we just got those few negative reports. But that is what comes to us, that the advices that are given are just in this line here. So the Quran Sharif is that kitab which Allah Ta'ala has given us, which is the solution to all. And we have that yaqeen, that full conviction that the Quran is the true kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. تَجَّعَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةُ مِرَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Who is going to benefit from it? The mu'mineen. So when we will benefit, it is a source of rahmat for us. For a person who doesn't, na'uzu billah, places where they took the Quran Sharif pages and Quran Sharif copies and they threw it in the toilet, in the dustbin, it's not going to be rahmatul for those people. But those who respect the Quran Sharif, who have got the utmost of respect, and they keep it, and in the Quran in their heart also. And the Quran Sharif, outwardly also, the full respect. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular in this matter also, that Quran Sharif, we must always never handle it with one hand also. Like you're just passing it away. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, any kitab also, that handle it with respect. Many times, kitabs also, we just put it down on the floor. We complain of people in the Haramain Sharifain where they put the Quran Sharif on the floor. But nowadays, alhamdulillah, that has changed also. By and large, no more you will find people putting Quran Sharif on the floor. In fact, it was very recently, we were in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, and somebody had put the Quran Sharif on the floor. And the army person, he had all his boots and everything on, and he reprimanded that person very severely. That how can you put the Quran, the Kalam of Allah on the floor? But those who will remember the earlier times, it was common. Quran is just put on the floor. So, Quran Sharif, the respect. So, Hazrat says that, for example, the kitab. Hazrat says that we tell somebody, wo kitab jo waha pari hui hai. That kitab which is lying there, bring that kitab for me. So he says, if you have a guest and you tell them, you speak about your guest, ye jo mera mehman hai jo mere yahan para hua hai. This guest who is here just lying here. He's like, he's got nothing to do. You got, that guest will also rather pack up and go away if I'm treated like this. So the kitab also, and the king of all kitabs. Quran Sharif, Allah give us tawfiq to have lot of adab for the Quran Sharif. Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he was a man of the Quran, man of sunnat, and he had how much, any Darul Uloom also he should go and see the Hifz classes or the Nazra classes where the beginning of Quran Sharif is being taught. And then he would go and see the Darul Hadith. And he would see the carpet that is in the Darul Hadith, what quality is that, and which is in the first year class. You would see that. Normally in Madaris, this beginning first year classes or Hifz class, they got very simple or the broken or the old carpets they took out from the Darul Hadith, they will put it here. Maulana said it must be the complete opposite. Bukhari Sharif Sir Ankho Pe, where the great kitab, but Quran Sharif is the greatest kitab. So where Quran Sharif is, the best carpet must be there. This must be given the greatest honor where Quran Sharif is being taught. So Hazrat used to be very particular about that. One point, Allah make it come into us also, even slowly, whatever, but Allah make it. Hazrat should also say, in fact, when we send a letter on one occasion for a da'wat for, we're having our Jalsa here, so we invited Hazrat, so on our madrasa logo, we've got the Rehel. The Rahel in which the Quran says, and we had a kitab that is open on there. So Hazrat wrote back before answering the letter also, he said this is Rahel, and the Rahel, on the Rahel, only the Quran Sharif is to be kept there. And it is open, nobody is reading, this is disrespect of the Quran Sharif. He pointed out a few other things also, then at the end he wrote, these are my suggestions. If I'm correct, make amal on them. And if I'm not correct, then inform me that so that I can correct myself. So anyway, the Rahal, that is the throne of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, the king must only sit on the throne. He mustn't go and sit on a plastic chair, thick chair, thick chair, thick chair. He mustn't go and sit on a wooden chair. So the place on the Rahal is only for the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif must not go on to some other place also. Nobody else must sit on the king's throne also. And the king must not sit on a bench or sit on another chair. His place is the throne. So the Quran Sharif, the greatest kalam, it must be on its place on a Rahel. Allah give us tawfiq that all these things, we normally regard them as small things. These are minor things. تَحْسَبُونَهُ حَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You regard these as small things, but by Allah, they are very big things. And these small adab and etiquette are the things that take a person to the big things. So that also, then Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the Quran Sharif must never be without a cover. Allah reward Maulana Rafiq Sahib is here. He went to other masjids also, and he covered the Quran Sharif. Mostly the Quran Sharif, Maulana says, when we are born, we stay in a house, but we stay, clothes are put immediately on us. So the Quran Sharif, the respect of the Quran, also it must be covered. And then when it is covered, that also is not enough. Then Hazrat says, it must be put in a juzdan. That you put it, in other words, great respect. And when you take off the juzdan, also when you're going to read, Hazrat says, don't just throw it anywhere. Put that also, it's the thing that has touched the Quran Sharif. So have respect for that also. So respect of Quran, then when we will read Quran Sharif, see how much we will benefit from it. And if we just read the Quran Sharif like a novel, na'uzubillah, or we just treat it like any other book or something, then we can't get the benefit from the Quran Sharif. How much more respect that we have for it, so much more we will get benefit from it. And then inshallah we will discuss also the intentions that we should make when we're reading Quran Sharif. Allah reward Maulana Hussein Lunat, Previously also he sent about quite a few intentions which Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi wasallam, and he sent again about 22 intentions we can make. And لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى, what intention we make, we get according to that. So how much we can practically make the intentions, we'll ask Maulana or somebody, it's in Arabic, to translate it, and we'll try and give it out also, so that we all can have that and keep it with the Quran Sharif. Just put a glance on it before we start reading, and we make those intentions, inshallah we will benefit tremendously. So the Quran Sharif is a great kitab, very much connected with the month of Ramadan, with the rozas, and it is a complete cure also. Shifa'un lima fi sudur wa hudaw wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen. Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of the Quran Sharif, and let its reality come into us, that we become walking Quran Sharif. And that was who Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Every teaching of the Quran to the T was in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today perhaps we hardly got one of the teachings of Quran Sharif in our lives. We are very, very far. May Allah make this month that we aim to that, and wherever we reach, aim for the highest. And then we see where we try our best, Allah will give us tawfiq. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and let us benefit from this great month. Each moment is so valuable. Du'as of this month, the tawbah, istighfar of this month, the tilawat of this month, and to show kindness to one another, and to help out one another. All these are great qualities of this month. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.